Last week, or a little over a week ago, I spoke on the code of a Christian, the golden rule. Today I'm going to talk about the mark of a Christian. You know, in the Bible, and this is not a negative thing, even though I'm going to start out talking about a mark as being a negative thing. In the Bible, we read of the mark of Cain in Genesis 4:15, where God set a mark on Cain, so anyone finding him would not kill him. And then in Revelation 13:17, we read of the mark of the beast, which is also a negative mark, on the right hand of the forehead of those who follow the beast. However, have you ever heard of a mark of a Christian in the Bible? Well, neither did I until I read the book called, as the title of my sermonette is, The Mark of the Christian by Francis A. Schaeffer. Now, Francis A. Schaeffer was a well-known Protestant Christian writer of the 1960s, 70s, and early 80s. In fact, he paralleled Mr. Herbert Armstrong in his lifespan. He died in 1984. And he left a legacy of a lot of books that he wrote for the Protestant churches. His most influential book was A Christian Manifesto. Some of you may have heard of it. And then there was The God Who Is There. And this book that I'm going to refer to is actually almost like a pamphlet, The Mark of the Christian. Well, in my opinion, most of the works of his that I have read are not easy reading, because he was a professor, a doctorate in theology, and he did not use high school English. One of the early words I learned from him was worldview. I had no idea what worldview meant. And some of you probably still don't know what the word worldview means, and we won't go into that now. But most of his books were aimed toward college educated people, the Christian books. But The Mark of the Christian was written in pretty plain English. And after I read this booklet, The Mark of the Christian, got me thinking, what does God say about a mark of a Christian? What does the Bible say? Comparing what the Bible says to what he said. And of course, as most of you probably know and already guessed, the work of Dr. Francis Schaeffer emphasizes the L word. No, not liberal, but love. But you might say the L word, which is, to me, liberal love. That is, love your neighbor, love your friends, love your relatives, and so on. So let's get some sense of what he talks about. Read a paragraph from his works. Page 155, in The Mark of a Christian, Dr. Francis Schaeffer states this: at the close of his ministry, Jesus looks forward to his death on the cross, the open tomb, and the ascension, knowing that he is about to leave. Jesus prepares his disciples for what is to come. It is here that he makes clear what will be the distinguishing mark of the Christian. And then he quotes John 13:33-35. So if you don't mind turning there, John 13. Some of you know this by heart. Little children, this is John chapter 13, starting in verse 33. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, as I said unto the Jews. Whither I go, you cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you love one another. And that is the basis of his book. He goes on to say, this passage reveals the mark that Jesus gives to label a Christian, not just in one era or in one locality, but for all time and all places until Jesus returns. End of quote. Of course, I don't believe any real converted Christian would disagree with the words Christ spoke here in John 13:33. But is love for one another the only mark or the main mark a Christian is to show to the world until Christ returns? To me, these verses clarify the golden rule, which I spoke of previously in Matthew 7:12, which I believe showed you in my last sermonette, is referred to in Leviticus 19:18, of the Old Testament and ultimately the keeping of God's law. However, Dr. Schaefer never once talks about obeying God or keeping God's law or the Ten Commandments in all his books I've read, not one of them. Now, don't get me wrong, he has some good ideas about Christianity and how we should live in our world today as a good light, a good Christian light before the world. But for some, it would be hard to filter out the bad advice he gives in those books, the half-truths he gives, and the wrong mixed in with the good advice he gives. So what is the mark of the Christian from God's Word? Actually, in my opinion, there are several visible marks of a Christian that set a Christian apart from people of the world. To cover this whole subject would be several sermons. But to the heart and core of who, why, how, and where rest, it's into Christ. But let's just look a few scriptures in the Bible, look at a few scriptures in the Bible, and use the word mark starting in the Old Testament and get the positive point of view, not talking about the mark of the beast, not talking about the mark of Cain. First, turn to Psalms 37:37, where we are to mark the perfect man. Psalms 37:37, mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Well, let's carry on that thought a little bit. Who is the perfect man of peace? Well, of course, Jesus Christ. A man who had the ultimate mark of a Christian was Jesus Christ. Now let's turn to the New Testament in Philippians 3:14. Philippians 3:14, but let's start in verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth, and to those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything you have otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. So, notice that this mark is a prize we are to seek in Christ. And also an identifying sign in verse 17 where it says, mark those which walk. But also notice Paul says in verse 17, brethren, be followers together of me. And we know the disciples and Paul followed Christ. So the mark of a Christian, in my opinion, is to follow Christ, even as Paul did. And as we shall see in our final scripture, 1 Peter 2:21, For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. So there it is, the mark of a Christian, in my opinion, following in Christ's steps and do no sin. And this mark of follow me is stated by Jesus Christ many, many times in the New Testament. starting in Matthew 4:19, we won't go there, where he said to the original disciples, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Even to the end of the Gospels, where he chided Peter in John 21:19 and 21:22, where we won't go there, most of you know this by heart, where his last words were, follow me, or follow thou me. So in summary, yes, Dr. Francis Schaeffer is right. The mark of the Christian is apparent on each converted Christian today that God has called. But it's more than liberal love. The love for the brethren, love for your family, love for others. It's a new way of life, which is the fruit of God's Spirit working in us, as outlined in Galatians 5:22, as we know most of us by heart, and also keeping of the golden rule in Matthew 7:12, which is living God's law in our everyday life. This mark of a Christian in the world, we take note of, and it's a mark of love, yes, but also of joy. It's a mark of peace. It's a mark of long suffering. It's a mark of gentleness. It's a mark of goodness, a mark of faith, a mark of meekness, a mark of temperance. All of this is a mark of God's Holy Spirit working in us. That's the true mark of a Christian today. And by the way, one of the main things that we as true Christians deserve could be so called a mark too, and that's the keeping of the Passover coming up soon.